Of all the places you'd expect to hear a lone cowboy's yodel, Compton, California isn't one of them.
You are now about to witness the strength of street knowledge.
Yeah, that Compton. Rated the most dangerous city in America last year and made famous by rap group N.W.A.'s gangsta hit, Straight Outta Compton.
Straight Outta Compton. It's a crazy brother named Ice Cube. From the stupid dope gang with an attitude. When I'm caught off, I got a sword off. Kick knowledge and bodies are hauled off.
But tucked off the freeway is an unusual neighborhood. One where men on horses trot down the street past parked cars. Down a plain driveway where you'd expect to find a backyard, you'll see a sprawling horse corral. The place bustles with kids of all ages, grooming horses named Twinkle, Jazz, and Indio. The yodel that you heard earlier belongs to Harvey Lockhart, Mr. Harvey to the kids. He's everything you'd expect from a veteran cowboy. The grizzled hat, hands calloused with years of roping, and a passion for horses.
I used to rodeo. I used to ride racehorses. And I started, you know, when I was little, at 7 and 8 years old, this girl took us to the stable. Being from Los Angeles, and I fell in love with it. And I used to clean stalls all day just to ride.
Mr. Harvey is one of several adult volunteers with the Compton Junior Posse, a horse riding club designed to keep kids off Compton's mean streets. Longtime resident and club founder Maisha Akbar says she started the Junior Posse out of necessity.
It is a war. I mean, if I go out there and stand on the street, I'm not afraid because they're not targeting me. But I don't want the teenage boys standing out on the street because you never know when somebody might come by and target them. So this gives them an oasis here.
In fact, Akbar's own son has been shot several times since they moved to Compton. But he survived the attacks, and today his 7-year-old daughter, Kalia, gets ready to ride her favorite pony, Speedy.
I love horses because I like to ride them.
Are you ever scared?
No.
What do you think about your grandma?
I like her riding horses, too.
19-year-old Christopher Rutherford remembers being Kalia's age and growing up nearby. He was drawn to Maisha's equestrian oasis.
So decided to come out and ride the horses, found out that I was good at it. So then I started doing stuff like bulldogging and calf roping. And then from there on, I just fell in love with the horses, so just kept riding.
Today, Christopher is a freshman in college. Over school breaks, he comes back and helps Mr. Harvey teach Maisha's newest class of riders. But the lesson includes more than how to cinch a saddle or slow a gallop. For Maisha Akbar, it's about showing these kids that they can go anywhere and do anything.
In lower-income neighborhoods, what happens is that they are generally confined to within maybe 1 or 2 miles area. So they never really experienced the real world. So what we did is we took the kids, and wherever they would go to compete, they would have to go into other communities, and they would have to talk with other people.
Maisha has taken the kids to compete in horse shows across Southern California, and she has nothing of them in return, except an open mind. Sometimes they even win. One year, the Junior Posse shocked a competition in wealthy Malibu by taking first, second, and third place, all on the same little gray Arabian.
The little girl who won fourth place, her father came up to us and said, I just paid $20,000 for my daughter's horse, and you guys come up here from South Central and won. I was a little irritated because, you know, we got our horse at the auction for $200.
Tiffany Hosley is one of several parent chaperones who leans against the corral fence, watching her two sons and her two nephews circling. The setting sun catches motes of dust kicked up by the more than half a dozen horses in stride. Hosley says riding has changed her son Jalen's life.
It gives them the mindset that they always need to use their bodies and their souls to do whatever it is it does. So I've seen a big improvement. Prior to him riding, he gave me problems in school. Him riding and the discipline that comes with riding has made him better in school and at home.
11-year-old Justin Perrone is an honor student.
If I had the time to come out here every day, I would. But with all my homework and stuff, I had to stay home.
Justin's father, Robert Perrone, credits White Lightning, a beautiful pale horse, with his son's success.
That is my leverage for him on his education and all. He knows that his grades depend on him keeping and loving his horse and having time for his horse. So he's an A student.
For 16 years, Maisha Akbar has given Compton's most vulnerable youth a safe haven. Children who grew up riding in her backyard corral are now sending their children to do the same. But talking to Maisha, you get the feeling she's always thinking about the kids she couldn't help.
I've lost any number of our young men. We lost one young girl, a teenage girl, to a drive-by, and it's just hard. It's really been a journey, and not a real delightful journey, but it's been a journey.
As darkness falls, I ask Mr. Harvey if he'll give me one more cowboy yodel. He picks one that he's taught the whole club. Maisha Akbar's posse of little ones and last chancers gathers their horses into a tight circle. And for a brief moment, the hard-charging lyrics of Ice Cube, Eazy-E, and Dr. Dre that have come to define Compton give way to Hank Williams' Lovesick Blues.
One, two, three.
Oh, y'all sound horrible.
All right, y'all getting there, I guarantee you. All right. We having fun out of this game.
I got a feeling called the blues, oh Lord, since my baby.
To see photos of the Compton Junior Posse, including Mr. Harvey, visit our website, where you can hear our show anytime. That's at npr.org.
Oh Lord, that last long day she said goodbye. Well Lord, I thought I would cry. She'll do me, she'll do you, she's got that kind of loving. Lord, I love to hear her when she called me sweet daddy.
That's our show for today, and thanks for sharing your time with us and a little yodel too. News and Notes was created by NPR News and the African American Public Radio Consortium.
I've grown so used to you somehow. Well, I'm nobody's sugar daddy now, and I'm lonesome. I got to love sick.